Herzlich willkommen zum Podcast Erzählte Sportschulgeschichten anlässlich der 70-Jahr-Feier der Dresdner Sportschulen. In diesem Podcast tauchen wir tief in die Welt der Sportschulen ein und teilen mit euch wertvolle und inspirierende Erfahrungen, die ehemalige Schülerinnen und Schüler während ihrer sportlichen Ausbildung gemacht haben. Von harten Trainingslagern und bewegenden Erfolgsgeschichten bis hin zu unvergesslichen Freundschaften und wertvollen Lebenslektionen. Hier erfahrt ihr alles, was das Leben an einer Sportschule so besonders gestaltet. Macht euch bereit für spannende Einblicke und lasst euch von den Geschichten unserer Gäste motivieren. Viel Freude beim Zuhören wünscht euch das Podcast-Team 70 Jahre Sportschule Dresden.
Students, teachers, coaches and everybody else who's involved in this fascinating project 70 years Sportschule Dresden. My name is Stefan Binke and I've been a student from 1985 to 1990 and I played football. So I was delegated to Dynamo Dresden in 1985 in the age of 12. And from that moment onwards, my whole life changed. For those of you who don't know, but in 1985, we've been still divided in Germany, and we were East Germany and there was West Germany. So back in the time, it was very different than to what you know now. And therefore, my experiences in that time was very different to probably the ones you have now. The importance of your teachers and your coaches, you probably will only realize after your career, when you're a little bit older, similar to what I experience now. And I have to say that all the teachers, all the coaches were very strict and determined, so which transferred automatically to the way I treated myself, the school, the team, everything around it in the same way. Certainly the biggest motivation back then was to play for Dynamo Dresden and to go to the Westen. Yes, drinking Coca-Cola, go over the wall and see what is out there. That was one of the motivations we all had. And I was lucky to experience this very early in my career in the age of 16 and traveled over to North Ireland, to Scotland, to Denmark, countries we were usually not allowed to go. And that was very, very interesting and life-changing. As you know, representing your country is always something special. And I did that 45 times in my time and even managed to go to the European Championship, came in second in the World Cup in the age of 16, which was for me one of my biggest highlights back then in 1989. And I will always treasure that. When it comes to Leitsprüche, there's only one I remember clearly. And that's the one we always had to say before class. Für Frieden und Sozialismus, seid bereit. When you grow up in that time, this is something what sticks with you and you will never forget. So it's something funny for you guys today to imagine that you stand in front of your class and you will say that because the ideology back then, very different to what we have now. Maybe you can recall it and can think about it when you talk to your parents who grew up in that time. But für Frieden und Sozialismus seid bereit is something I will never forget. And because of that, we grew up with a different fear factor. So we were alert and we did have to do tests. But our tests were perhaps a little bit more stricter than yours. And speaking is something I can't remember doing really because I was afraid to get caught and get in trouble, which automatically could go to different length, being expelled from the school, be in trouble at the team, and all of this you didn't want to risk back in my time. So I never did it really. Only when I left the school and had to do it back then or a few years later, different work related, I did speak a little bit. Flirt factor back in my time was very different. You know, we had athletics, swimmers, and only two genders. So there was not much we could actually look for as everybody was well-trained on the female side. and had more muscles than I had. So I didn't really flirt it much. I flirted with the soccer ball, but that was the only thing really. One thing I remember clearly is that we had actually really good food back then in my time at school, because compared to other school food, yes, everybody from the elite side of sport got well fed. So we had, instead of green oranges, we had yellow oranges. And we also had yellow bananas at some times. Good cakes. Breakfast was okay. Lunch was okay. And so I remember that we could not blame the food if we were a little bit weak. Overall, I had to say that the time at the Kinder- und Jugendsportschule Dresden was for me one of the best times I actually ever had in a school. It was fun. We were a team of 12 players together in a class as teenagers. We went through school discos in East Germany back then. We had our ups. We had our downs. We did respected our teachers and our coaches, which guided us through and made us one of the best teams back then in our time and age group. So we could not really complain. And when the wall fell down, we all got separated. We all went different careers, different jobs. Some made it, some didn't make it. As everywhere else, and proving the fact that luck is just the preparation meets opportunity. In the age of 27, shortly after I returned to Dynamo Dresden and played 1.5 seasons there, I got injured, which ended my career in the age of 27 after 5 knee surgeries. I packed my bags, sold it all, turned into a diving instructor and left the country, which was 22 years ago. Ever since, I live in Australia now and teach soccer the same way I always have learned it back in the time in 1985 at the Kinder- und Jugendsportschule. It has to be full of discipline to yourself, to everybody around, honest, fair, and determination, including. Otherwise, there's no way of making it. And this is what I teach now, and I enjoy it more than ever. I wish you guys all the best in your young careers. Keep your head up, be critical, be alert. And don't waste a second, because the only thing you can control is the moment you have now. Future is not here yet, and past is already gone. So if you know that, and if you learn it and act on it, you will have a perfect life, which I wish you from all my heart. And go and enjoy your careers, your lives, which are ahead of you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.